The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, who lavishes extravagant love onto us. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved Christ the King community, today is the first Sunday of Lent, the liturgical season we are now within, where we recognize our need for God's mercy. And we seek to turn toward God and away from that which separates us from joyful community with God, with ourselves, with each other, and with all creation. Our Lenten theme, which will culminate on Easter Sunday, is extravagant love, with today's focus on resisting temptation, relying on grace. The Bible stories we will hear throughout the season of Lent point us toward God's love for each and every one of us, which is both extravagant and costly. Today's particular passage from the Gospel of Luke is from the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He has been baptized, and while he's praying, the heaven was opened, the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and God's voice declared to him, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." With this declared identity, Jesus enters the wilderness and is tested by the devil. These two main characters will engage in this discourse that goes back and forth as Jesus is challenged by the devil. Our Wednesday morning Bible study class might hear this story and remember our time with the book of Job and the role of Hasatan, the accuser, whose role was to test Job to find out if he would remain faithful to God through all kinds of hardships. And here we see Jesus being tested by the devil, who serves as the tempter in this story, testing Jesus' faithfulness to God and his identity as God's Son. This testing occurs in the wilderness, connecting with Israel's post-Exodus story, where the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, challenged with hunger and thirst, struggling with their own understanding of God's faithfulness to them and their faithfulness to God. The physical essence of the wilderness brings to mind an image of a desolate space with little water or food, maybe a sandy desert filled with cacti and a blazing hot sun. But we can also think of the wilderness as a season of life when we are feeling desolate or hopeless, maybe desperate for relief from our daily life circumstances, that pit in the stomach feeling that is hungry for hope, the dryness of our soul thirsting for joy. I wonder if anyone here is wandering through the wilderness right now. With great sadness in my own heart, I will share with you that our Hope Academy community is finding itself in such a wilderness. On the morning of Ash Wednesday this past week, I stood in the sunny yet chilly parking lot corner to pray and to offer ashes to our members, to parents and children coming to school, and to strangers eager for connection. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Then I went up to my office to prepare for our noon service, where I received a text from the director of Hope Academy Guatemala that gave me that pit in the stomach feeling. One of our alumni had been walking to middle school that morning with her mother, and she had a heart attack, and she died. Everyone was in complete shock and devastation. Her family, our teachers, her friends, everyone. It made no sense to any of us, as she was a healthy, bright star, top student, compassionate friend, one who loved those around her freely. And so a wilderness was dropped with a heavy weight onto a community that loved and supported this beloved child. I know there are many in our own Christ the King community who have experienced such a loss. And I know that there are many in our community that are today, right now, experiencing a variety of types of wilderness experiences that are bringing despair and sadness, depression, and sometimes even a sense of hopelessness. We ask why? Why now? Why me? Why her? And I can tell you with certainty that there will never be a good answer for these types of questions. Most often in our American culture, when we are experiencing these seasons of wilderness, we keep them in our feelings inside. Sometimes we share bits and pieces with family and friends, but most often we tend to keep things to ourselves. I observed many of us and myself doing this morning. I'm sorry, Gary. Because we say, "Hi, how are you?" as he did to me this morning. And we respond as I responded, "I'm fine." And we keep walking in opposite directions, most often not even pausing in our stride, headed busily to the next thing, to the next task, distracting ourselves from confronting that wilderness. The temptation is for you and for me to think that we can do it on our own, that we don't need anybody else, that this wilderness is our cross to bear. And if we just work harder or faster, if we just pray more frequently or more verdantly, we will get through it or at least push it aside for a little while longer. This individualistic perspective that our culture encourages is not only isolating, but it tempts us to rely only on ourselves. In Guatemala, when a person is struggling, when they are wandering through the wilderness, they enter into la lucha, a word that we don't really have an English equivalent for. We translate the phrase la lucha as the struggle, but the connotation of this struggle in Guatemala is communal rather than individual. Whereas our individualistic nature incites us to keep our struggles private, in Guatemala, la lucha is shared. It is embodied by the whole community. Since Ash Wednesday morning, our students' family has been surrounded by community. Teachers left school on Wednesday and spent the evening and well into the night with our student and her family holding vigil. Hope Academy closed on Thursday, and the entire teaching staff and some students traveled to their village to support the family and each other, to grieve together, and to move toward hope. Sacred space was held at the orphanage on Friday for a communal viewing, giving children and adults alike a chance to be present in that wilderness space together. The communal La Lucha is felt and experienced in solidarity, interconnecting and entwining the lives of the community. This embodied community is revealing something very important about God's extravagant love. On first glance, our story from Luke's gospel might seem like a private discourse between two main characters, Jesus and the devil. But if we take a closer look, we will find a communal La Lucha. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Jesus is full of, abounding in, and being made complete by the Holy Spirit, and that exact Holy Spirit is also leading him and continuing to lead him among the wilderness journey of his temptation. Our most perfect example of true community comes from the triune God, from what we call the Trinity, as God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are so close together in community that they cannot be separated. They are entwined like tendrils of a braid, they are interconnected like the threads of a tapestry, and they dance together, whether the music is jazz or the blues, heavy metal or merengue, and they share La Lucha. In this time of wilderness, the Holy Spirit is right there with Jesus, guiding him and directing him through temptation. We don't have the privilege of hearing that conversation between them in our Bible passage, but it is most certainly going on in the background. And that conversation never ended. It continued for years and millennia and continues every day in joyful expectation that you and I will join in. Jesus was not alone in the wilderness, and we are also not alone in the wilderness of our lives. Through our baptism, we are filled with the Holy Spirit who never leaves us, who guides us through the wilderness of our lives. And we are called to resist the temptation that we can get through these wilderness struggles on our own. We're called to be in community, sharing La Lucha together. If you are in one of those wilderness seasons of life right now, I invite you to share La Lucha in community at our spiritual home. We would love to pray with you and for you, to share a midweek meal with you, and simply to be present with you in your wilderness, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us toward hope. If you are not in one of those wilderness seasons right now in life, I invite you to practice holy awareness this week. As we go about our day, let's open up our senses to perceive others around us, offering a kind smile or a kind word to those we know and also to those who we do not know. As we say to someone, "Hi, how are you?" let's pause and stop rather than walking quickly by and listen for how they really are. This simple smile or kind word may be just the thing that was needed for one to be comfortable sharing a little bit of their La Lucha. We share this in community because nobody should have to struggle alone. As we continue on our Lenten journey these 40 days, let us remember that we are freed from sin and death through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, to fully live into who God is calling us to be in the world, in this world that tempts us daily. We are called to resist temptation, relying on God's grace, which is lavished upon us as extravagant love that is bigger and richer than we could ever imagine. And when we pause and we bask in God's extravagant love, we sit in holy freedom, We honor God in valuing ourselves and the gifts that the Holy Spirit is empowering us with, and we are freed by this love to act and enact mercy and grace and love with those around us, with those we know well, and also with those that we do not know well yet. Beloved community, may we bask in God's extravagant love. May we know the holy hope that is Jesus, and may we be empowered by the Holy Spirit to emanate that love and grace toward those around us each and every day. Let it be so. Amen.